Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Huh?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 10, and we are ranking the top buffet restaurants in the United States. So I'm Chris, alongside Caleb. And Caleb, I know you and I have had our fair share of experiences together and on our own at buffet restaurants. So I'm excited to talk more about the buffet restaurants. You and I used to dabble in our younger days at the Golden Corral in Columbus. So
this is probably one of the sadder episodes to like admit that we've been to these places. But also, everybody out there, let's just get this out there. If you say you haven't been to these places, like, you're lying, because you've probably been to some of them.
Oh, for sure. My side note, my brother-in-law, Jessica's older brother, he loves Golden Corral. And one day we were like, Golden Corral's trash. And he was getting so pissed because he was like, no, it's the best restaurant ever. And he was getting so mad. And like Jessica and her other brother are just like laughing about it. And he was getting pissed. So I know a lot of people love the buffet restaurants, and Golden Corral is on the top list for my brother-in-law, at least. So, but the one thing though about the buffet restaurants though that we'll talk about is just the grossness factor. Some places are fine establishments, some are not so great. And the other thing too is maybe buffet restaurants are kind of be on the wayside now because of COVID and everything. And you know, you think about it, everybody's all up on the food and whatnot, and maybe it's going to be a thing of the past.
Well, you know, some places have been able to adapt, and I've been to 2 of the categories on this list during COVID.
Okay.
They both kind of do things their own way.
I'm interested. And I'm interested to hear how that is.
Well, do you want to know right now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I've been to BD's and also a Chinese restaurant a couple times. And the Chinese restaurant, I don't want to go into where it is because I want to save what my favorite is for when we get into that. But basically, they, you know, give you a sheet of paper and you circle what you want and they make the plate for you. But they were getting mad because they were telling us that another Chinese restaurant in town was just letting people act as if it was normal. And they were like, yeah, one day we had the health department like come and sit and watch us all day to make sure that we were doing it the right way. And I felt bad because like they definitely did it the right way, and they were mad that people were kind of skating by not doing it that way. But then BD's also, instead of the sheet of paper, you still go up, but somebody puts the food into the bowl. You just tell them what you want, and then they make it. You don't stand up there and wait. They just bring it to you when it's done.
Oh man.
So it's all like, right. It's like, yeah, honestly, like better because you don't have to do any of the work, you know, like,
yeah, but with BD, and we'll get into it, that kind of hinders the process. So
they kind of don't give you as much as you really want to.
Exactly.
Put on there.
Exactly. Yeah. So then you are kind of forced to do the all you can eat. All right. Well, let's save that for, you know, later in the show. Let's get into the food news right now though.
Food News, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
All right, so Dairy Queen brings back the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard for the 2020 holiday season. Apparently a fan favorite, one of these festive blizzards features the brand's signature soft serve blend with candy cane pieces, choco chunks, and rich cocoa fudge. It's going to be on the menu for the month of December. It first was on menus back in 2019, and then you can find the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard alongside another seasonal item, Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough Blizzard, at participating locations for a limited time. I don't know how you feel about peppermint in stuff.
I mean, yeah, I like mint. I like mint. Like, you know, Thin Mints or like Andy's Mints, but peppermint, like candy cane, not a big fan.
I'm the biggest mint hater when it comes to being in chocolate, and there's only a couple exceptions. I like Andy's Mints, and I think when I said a couple exceptions, I meant there was one. I think I like Andy's Mints, and the rest of chocolate, mint, anything, not for me, because it feels like I'm eating chocolate and brushing my teeth.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Like, yeah, it's terrible. And, like, what is the fancy chocolate that everyone always usually gets, like, for Christmas? It's
like Godiva or...
It's not Godiva. It's, like, the other one. It's... Oh, man. It's always, like, in a fancy wrapper. It's square.
Oh, like Ferrero Rocher or, like...
Yeah, yeah, that. And my mom would always get us that shit for Christmas and put it in our stockings, and it was the worst. She clearly went to TJ Maxx and bought it on one of the end caps.
Whoa, you don't like Ferrero Rocher?
No. It's horrible.
Those are so good.
No.
There's
because
no
she
mint
would,
in those?
Well, no. She would always get us the ones with the peppermint.
Okay.
Yeah, well, like the peppermint bark and stuff. Like, dude, they're at TJ Maxx. Nobody wanted them, so that's why they ended up at TJ Maxx, and my mom was the sucker who bought them.
It is always kind of questionable. You get candy at a place like that, or like,
yeah.
Or like you go to the. You ever been to the Dollar Tree?
Yes, I've been to the Dollar Tree.
Okay, so sometimes you know in the candy aisle they have like big boxes of like Jolly Ranchers that you know might be like $6 somewhere else, but they're a dollar there, and you're like, what happened to this candy where it's only a dollar here? Like, why aren't people catching up? This
yeah, because it's
buying their candy.
Yeah, because the Jolly Ranchers usually like root beer flavor. That's why.
Or they're melted and all stuck together.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on this drink.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's not a drink. It's a blizzard.
Okay, but, sorry. Blizzard.
Yeah, I think, you know, maybe for the people that like that kind of thing, it's probably a good option. It makes people buy ice cream in December. I get it, but not for me.
The Snickerdoodle one doesn't sound bad. I see you have it on here.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a... a winter menu item, I guess, because Snickerdoodle.
Maybe, I mean,
cookies.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know Snickerdoodle candy or cookies were a Christmas time cookie.
Neither did I. I mean, I can clearly remember eating Snickerdoodles like in the summer. So,
yeah. Okay, same. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, people all eat the what are they called? Like the sugar peanut butter cookies with the Hershey Kiss. Like, yeah, people eat those around Christmas, but Snickerdoodles, I feel like, are pretty...
I used to always take the Hershey Kiss off the cookies and just leave the cookies, like, on the plate, like, at the parties, like, the family parties. And my dad would get so pissed.
Most of the time, my mom makes really good versions of those cookies, and when I was a kid, other people, like, would bring them into parties, and I'd, like, take a bite and be like, oh, and just eat the Kiss, because... Most parents, like, didn't put sugar in their cookies because they didn't want their, you know, kids to be, like, diabetic. And I'm like, well, if it tastes that bad, I'm not going to eat it, so.
Well, look what happened to you, Caleb, so.
I know.
Low blow, low blow.
That's okay. Well, speaking of being healthy, Taco Bell introduced an online-only veggie cravings menu. So I looked at this, and... Basically, they're just categorizing things online through the app in all of their options that are vegetarian friendly. So, you know, from cinnamon twist to anything else that's already on the menu.
Okay. They're faking it.
Yes. But they do have two limited time items, which is a black bean toasted cheddar chalupa, has black beans, lettuce, tomato, shredded cheese, and reduced fat sour cream in a toasted cheddar chalupa shell. And also a limited time veggie nacho party pack, which is, you know, just the meatless nacho, which, like, half of their nachos already are meatless.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell's on the veggie nacho party? I'm envisioning that they just threw some tomatoes on and they called it veggie nachos.
It's like, you know, it's like cheese and, you know, it's just, it's their, what was the dollar nacho that's gone now? Like the Nacho Bel Grande or...
Yeah, yeah. So it's just the cheese, the beans, right?
Yeah.
Like,
maybe some tomato, you know, some other stuff, but yeah.
So
it's really not. It's really not food news, Chris. I'm gonna be.
So they. So yeah, you did warn me. So they took the black beans from their what? Their is it their Fresca? Isn't it? Isn't that what they call it? Their Fresca menu or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is crap. And they try to charge you like $8 for their version of a burrito bowl. I don't think they call it a burrito bowl. And, like, I'm always thinking, like, who the hell buys this? Because you could go to Chipotle and actually get a real burrito bowl and pay that price. Like, why would you want to get one of those at Taco Bell? No one orders off that freaking menu.
No. And, like, I don't know. I feel like Jessica, like, when she gets something at Taco Bell or makes something different so it's veggie-friendly, or, mm-hmm. like, it's just kind of known. I don't think she really needs, like, a menu that says...
No.
cinnamon toast or cinnamon twists are veggie-friendly.
She knows that. Like, I mean, anybody yeah. with a brain knows that. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, you've been witness. You can literally substitute anything at Taco Bell. You can sub the beef out for, you know, and put beans in it. So, like... Not a surprise there.
You know, when I was a little kid, I used to think that if I, like, got a taco and, like, got it, like, minus lettuce, that it would be less money because I got less food on it. Shouldn't it be that way, though?
I guess
if I go to Burger King and I get a Whopper and I get it plain, shouldn't that be less money than a fully loaded Whopper?
Okay, that makes sense. But lettuce, Caleb, lettuce, really? You want to prorate for lettuce?
Yes.
You really are a cheapskate.
I mean, I'm saving you a lot of costs there.
Okay, the argument for subbing the beans in for the beef, that makes sense. Yes, that should be prorated a little bit. I don't know, maybe knock 20, 30 cents off. That's probably a lot, though. Something, right? That's a good call. But
yeah, it's lettuce, the same as, like, on. Chipotle, like, steak being more than barbacoa or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Know? Steak being chicken, more than chicken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so, next. Yeah, Chipotle. Wow, segue.
Speaking of Chipotle. Look at here, folks. He went to school for this.
He's testing a new... Testing a new smoked brisket in select markets. The brand's new smoked brisket features smoked beef brisket, as the name says, with a seasoned spice blend seared daily on the grill and finished with a signature sauce made with Mexican peppers. It's going to be available in restaurant as well as online through the brand's mobile app for contactless delivery orders at 64 participating test locations for a limited time. Almost guarantee Ohio's not one of those.
You're wrong, actually.
Oh, really?
Ohio, and I forget the other state. There's only two states. I think it's California. So California and Ohio are the only two test markets.
Wait, why? Why Ohio for brisket?
I do not know, but Ohio and California, I believe. I believe California is the other one, but Ohio for sure are the only two states that have the brisket. And the Chipotle's in Ohio and California. So, yeah.
Alright, well...
I don't know.
I do know Columbus used to be a test market for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. And maybe it might just be Columbus. You know, it might not be the Cleveland area or the Toledo area or the Cincinnati area, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just be that. I remember one time McDonald's had the Big Mac, and they did, like, the Big Mac, like, the little one, and then, like, the Big Mac Extreme. I forget what they were called. Mm-hmm. But I remember I, like, ordered the small one, and I liked it because it was, like, an easier-to-eat Big Mac. And
yeah.
I, like, went home, and I was like, yeah, let's go get one of those. And they're like, what are you talking about? Oh,
yes. Happened to me, too.
Yeah.
The, what was it, the Naked Chicken Chalupa?
Yes, at Taco Bell.
And I went to one of the Taco Bells up in my area, and they're like, sir, what are you talking about? And I'm like... What do you mean? And then you were like, dude, it's only down in Columbus because we're a test market. I was like, oh my God, I sounded like an idiot. Like,
well, it especially when you're like, you know, it's the chalupa where instead of the chalupa shell, it's just a piece of fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and here's the other thing with Chipotle too. Like, so you said it's 64 participating test locations. That's really not a lot. So it's definitely probably... I feel like it's probably going to be in Ohio. Like, we're going to have a hard time... Like, in Columbus, I mean, we're going to have a hard time finding it. In my area, at least. Maybe not so much your area, but definitely in my area. I mean,
right.
Think about it. There's Chipotle's now practically in almost every town. So, I mean, at least up in my area. So, like, I don't know. I can guarantee there's probably five Chipotle's in my area within, like, a 5-mile radius. No joke.
Right.
So I can guarantee you they probably don't have that. So I'm not even going to attempt to even try it.
Yeah, well...
But I don't know if I'd like to try it anyway. Like you said the other day, like, that's not their lane. Smoked brisket?
Yeah, I don't... Also, like, I feel like smoked brisket, you usually enjoy the brisket by itself. You don't normally cover it up with something, let alone eight toppings.
If you go to one of those fancy pants taco places, you know, they do have brisket usually in, you know, offered on their menu. So I think maybe that's the angle Chipotle might be going for. You know, I actually had one of those fancy pants taco places the other day, and I got like a braised brisket with whatever, I think it was like tequila or something, like, you know, marinated in it or something like that. It was something, you know, one of those hipsterish taco places, and that's what it was. And it was pretty good, but I mean, that's what I think Chipotle's maybe angling towards.
Maybe. Hopefully by hipster, you don't mean just a good taco place.
No, I mean, I'm talking about, like, the taco places that are,
you're talking about, like, a Condado's, but, or, like, a Barrio?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't trying to name the places because no one outside of, like, this area is going to know them. But, right. Yeah, I mean, you know, they got, like, the Stoner Shells, or they call it, like, they put, like, the purple pickled onions in your tacos.
The purple Urkel pickled tacos, yeah.
Purple Urkel. So, yeah. I don't know. And the other thing is, it's probably already smoked, so they're just heating it up on the grill, too.
Right. I mean, I also wasn't really a big fan of the carne asada that they've done.
I tried it once. It was okay. I mean, it was good, but, like, just, I felt like there wasn't enough meat. Maybe it was just because it was cut in strips versus the chunks.
I don't like cubes. I don't like the strips because they give you less because it looks like more. And then
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
I think in a burrito, you want the bite to, this is really like, sound really lame, but you want the bite to, like, pull out and pull apart. You don't want to have to, like, be gnawing on a piece to, like, cut off a piece of meat in your teeth.
Yeah, you're right, too. I mean, I don't get a burrito when I go to Chipotle. I usually get a bowl, but it's the same with the bowl. Like, I'm not getting the full effect. I'm just getting meat. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And then you are kind of inclined to eat all those strips of meat, or you're going to, because why would you cut it, right? And then you don't have any meat after you eat everything. I don't know. I wasn't a fan. But I know that's even a limited time thing now, too. So Chipotle's obviously trying to test something here.
Yeah. Well, that's it for the food news.
All right. So like I said, today's topic is the top buffet restaurants in the United States. Caleb, we're going to do what we normally do. Full disclosure, this is a no sort of ranking order or anything. I just wrote the list the way it is. Whatever came off the top of my head, I just threw down. So there's 11 places, I guess you could say, on this list. It's not a 1 through 11 ranking. It's just whatever I thought of. But we will rank them. So we'll rank them. We'll say what we like about them, what we don't like about them, and kind of maybe share our experiences. There are a few on here that aren't in our area that we haven't ever tried, but I felt were warranted to be on the list because maybe some of our listeners may have had it before. You know, Caleb, I was trying to think of what we could do for a ranking system like we did last week with the Pilgrims. I really can't think of anything for buffet restaurants. If you got anything, I'm all ears, or we could just do the normal boring letter grade system.
I think you just got to rate it on a scale of 0 to 5 fat guys, right?
All right. I was going to say fatsos, but all right. That's good. I didn't want to be canceled, dude. All right. So,
well, I'm a fat guy, so.
As am I. So.
Glad to say it.
According to the doctor the other day, at least. So. Well, right. All right.
Well, you have to be like 130 pounds to be what they say is correct, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Yeah, literally. I haven't been 130 pounds since like 7th grade, so not going to happen. All right, first on the list, I know we've talked about it before in previous episodes, specifically the pizza episode that we did, CC's Pizza. So, CC's Pizza obviously is a buffet restaurant, but they specifically, they gear towards pizza, obviously. So, Caleb, what are you ranking it? What do you like most about it? What you don't like most about it? I know we kind of already touched on it, so we don't really have to spend too much time on it, but it definitely needs to be on the list because it is a buffet restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, you know I love CC's.
As do I.
I think what I loved about it was the macaroni or the pasta at the beginning, the breadsticks, the Mexican pie, macaroni and cheese pie, or pizza, buffalo chicken pizza, the cinnamon rolls. What I didn't like about it was the arcade in the back and, like, the screaming children and how dirty it usually was, like, the person coming around with, like, 700 plates stacked on the little cart.
Yeah. Well, I believe the previous episode that we did, you said the little kids running around touching their butts.
Well, yeah.
But it's the truth. It's like Chuck E. Cheese when you go there.
It really is. So, I mean, do you want me to just rank it? Because we already kind of talked about it on a
previous episode. Sure, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll give it a 3.
3 fat guys out of 5.
3 fat guys.
All right, that's fair. I was going to give it about a 2.5 fat guys out of 5. I mean...
Oh, we're going half?
We could go half if you want. Does that change the game here?
No, I'd still go 3.
All right, I'm going 2.5 just because I don't want to be like you and have a 3. But it's, yeah, everything you listed out, I agree with. It's just, I mean, I get it. They're going for a family fun atmosphere, but it's like you're at Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. It is definitely a factor of quantity over quality, and that's okay because what you pay for, what's the old saying? You know, you pay for what you get, and you're definitely paying for what you get when you go there.
I think the saying is you get what you pay for.
What did I say? I always
whatever you paid for, you get.
I always fuck up the idioms. So,
but yeah.
God. Yeah. No, you're right though. Like, it's just, it's good. It's good for what it is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Agreed.
All right. Next on the list, BD Mongolian Grill. So it is, in my opinion, it is a buffet. You can do all you can eat there. You do have the option of not doing all you can eat, but they offer a salad bar. Do they offer soup? I think they offer soup.
They do. They usually have 2 soups.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, yeah, in my opinion, it is a buffet restaurant.
The only difference is the food on the buffet is not cooked.
Yeah. So everything that you pick up, you know, through the line eventually has to be cooked in a – what is it? Like a – I don't even know – what
like a table grill.
Yeah, it's huge. It's ginormous. There's like 2 people running the grill. For those who don't know what BD Mongolian Grill is,
it's Mongolian
Grill. Yeah, I mean, there's 21 locations in 9 states. I believe there's only like 4 in Ohio.
I was surprised that there was that few locations because I legit have been to 3 of them in Ohio.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. I mean.
Wait, no, I've been to 4. I've been to 2 in Columbus, the 1 in Cleveland, and the 1 in Dayton. Is that all of them?
Okay. I think there's 1 in Toledo, too.
So it must be 5.
Yeah. It's more, I would say, just judging by like the location sheet, it's kind of a Midwest thing. So there's 1 in Florida, and I think there's 1 in Colorado. And then other than that, it's all like Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio type thing. I'm going to rank this 4 fat guys out of 5. I enjoy Mongolian Grill. I don't like the 1 in Cleveland, but the 1 in Columbus, I definitely like. I once went there twice in a 3-day span.
Wasn't it back to Caleb. Back days?
It was definitely back. Was it back to
it
back
was
days?
The morning when we got there when they opened, dude. And oh we waited. God.
So
for
this is really,
we waited for somebody else to walk in first. So we didn't look like dude, fat guys.
Yeah, this was really bad. It was you, me, and Jessica, my wife, and we were waiting in your car, and as soon as 11 a.m. hit, we were like, should we go? It was like on a Sunday, too. Uh-huh. God.
It was like a church lady walked in before.
Yeah, and then we followed in, and we were like, all 3 of us were hungover from the
night. I remember before. Jessica was like, just give me a Diet Coke.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm ranking it 4 fat guys out of 5. What do you rank?
Dude, I'm giving it 4.5.
Okay.
Pro tip for myself, and I know I've got you on this too, have not gotten...
And no one else agrees with me on it, but
have
you.
Not gotten any other of my friends on it. But the rigatoni noodle, instead of the little spaghetti-like noodles, hold more stuff, They stay soft, where like the other ones get a little bit too like burnt because they cook faster than the meat.
Yep.
So they stay a little bit softer, and they don't, like, make the food taste Italian. Like, they're just, you know, different type of noodle.
It's just a different type of noodle.
And those noodles are always fresh because nobody takes them, where the other stuff's always, like, dried out.
Yeah, I mean, and the other thing too, I don't know about you, I never touch the seafood when I go to BD Mongolian.
No, I don't either. I don't touch the stuff that's like like marinated either. Usually I just stick to like regular chicken and beef and
Yeah. I'm kind of bummed though that you said that the people now do it for you because you know they're skimping out.
Yeah. But
you and I used to have like competitions to see how high we could stack.
And it's tough because the bowl should be like another like cubic inch larger and it would be perfect. But in my old age, I've been a little bit more bold as to be like, now give me some more of that. Like, you know?
Yeah, what's the worst they're going to say? No. I mean, if you got the all you can eat, then screw it.
Like,
right?
When I was a kid, know it's on the list, but like when I was a kid at Old Country Buffet, like, they'd give you a little skimpy piece of roast beef because you're a kid, and I'd be like, uh-uh. Like, load daddy up.
Oh, God.
So 4.5.
Okay, all right. So what do you like about it? What don't you like about it?
BD's, I like the noodles. I like the choice. I like the sauces at the end. Usually I try to get it as spicy as possible, which is just like everything that I eat. That's what I do with them. I'll probably have an ulcer at some point. what I don't like is that typically I would go with my family after an Ohio State game. So like, I'm like starving and in Columbus after, or even, you know, any time close to an Ohio State game, like it's just probably, it's packed and it's the typical any buffet issue. You got people like slow putting stuff on their plate and it's like they're taking one jalapeno pepper and putting it on top at a time. And it's like, dude, do you want me to do it for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Preach. I was going to say my favorite part too is the sauces. My least favorite part is the wait time for when they're cooking your food, which I understand they got to cook it, but it just takes four. Ever it seems like. And then like I always get like anxiety because I go in the wrong spot and they're like, no, I said 9, and I'm in like spot 4 or something, you know what I mean? Like,
also can we take this time to just another PSA? I know I mentioned about like I was talking about like old people being in front of me, just to clarify, but also if you're a parent and you have a kid, don't let little Timmy do it himself and hold up the line. Don't let little Timmy drop stuff on the ground like the tongs and put them back. Don't let little Timmy sneeze all over everything. Just make little Timmy sit down and get it for him. Don't ask little Timmy if he wants every single item. You should know what your kid wants.
The good part is COVID. If there is any good part with COVID, it's that little Timmy's no longer going to be at that buffet line.
Right. And you know what? I should feel kind. I don't feel bad at all for calling out little Timmy because I'm not even really calling out little Timmy. I'm calling out little Timmy's parents for being bad parents.
Yeah, little Timmy's parents are dicks. Yeah. Screw that. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm all about the empowerment and letting kids choose things, but like, come on, like. Be sensible and be knowledgeable that there's other people waiting, all right? Like, it's annoying.
Yep.
All right, moving on to number 3. We have your local Chinese or Japanese buffet. So choose one of your favorites. I don't know if you want to give a ranking out of this because I guess we can because some people may have been there. Do you want to go first, Caleb, or do you want me to go?
I want to hear about yours.
Okay, so my place is Kentaro. I'm giving that place a 5 fat guys out of 5 because number 1, it is so hard to find good sushi. Their sushi is really good. Number 2, it's so hard to find an all you can eat sushi place. They are an all you can eat sushi place. If you go for dinner, it's $25 per person, which is a really good deal for sushi. If you don't go for dinner, which me and my wife usually go, our thing before COVID was we would usually go at least 1 to 2 Sundays per month. That's kind of bad, but we would always go a lot on Sundays, and it's $15 per person. But they don't just have sushi; they have a hibachi on there. They had edamame. They had just all kinds of stuff. Wow. So 5 fat guys out of 5, and their rolls are handmade right there. And I kept telling my buddies like, you got to come with us. And finally, I got my one dude to go with us, and he was like, oh my gosh, you're right, and I got him hooked. So there's 2 locations in the Cleveland area. There's one in Brooklyn and there's one in Fairview. since the pandemic, we haven't gone, and I don't think they've been open. I think they're just doing carry out now. But you're ever in the Cleveland area and you're near Brooklyn or you're near Fairview, go to Kentaro. Place is pretty good.
I feel like mine's in a different genre, so I don't want to compare them side by side because mine's not a sushi place. Mine's a what I call a bad Chinese food place. And I mean,
I've been to those.
Bad Chinese food as in, like, you know, it's the typical American stuff. They got your General Tso's, they got your lo mein, they got your wonton soup, all that stuff. and for me, I usually rank some of these places based on a couple things. Like, do they have wonton soup? Because not all Chinese buffets do. Is the pork in their wonton soup disgusting? Because sometimes it is. How's their lo mein? How's their sweet and sour chicken, which is basically just chicken nuggets? And then, like, what are some of the other chicken things they offer? Do they have a hibachi option? Can you go, you know, up and get that made as well? So mine's called Katana.
Katana sword? Yes. Like a katana sword?
In Canton, Ohio. And it's across the street from another place that we go to. And it was like the spot until Katana opened. And Katana actually opened in what used to be the Hometown Buffet. So
I feel like that's kind of what Kentaro is. Kentaro's in an old Golden Corral.
Yep. So, yeah, they just like,
yeah,
you know, turn the lights on and put Chinese food out instead. But they just have every item that I want in a bad Chinese food place. It's always fresh. There's always people in there. You don't ever have to really worry about, like, some Chinese restaurants or Chinese buffets where the food kind of sits there and it gets hard or nasty or whenever they put out the first food of the day, it's the food from the night before. Like, I don't think they do that here. I'm going to give it a 5 also. But
okay. Yeah, you're giving it a 5 even though you said it's bad Chinese buffet.
But that's what I consider bad is just, like, it's not high-end Chinese food. But it's the best bad Chinese food you can get.
Yeah, there used to be a place in downtown Cleveland that I would go to when I worked for the radio station. Every once in a while I'd go there. Like, we'd have to do, like, a get to know your coworkers, because, like, in radio, it's on-air talent usually hangs with on-air talent, and sales staff usually works with sales staff. So HR would try to get us to mingle with the sales staff, and, like, usually that would be my go-to, is, like, let's just go to the Chinese buffet down the street. I can't remember the name of the place, but I can picture, like, where it's at. It's right in that same building where Channel 19 is, for those who are familiar with the downtown Cleveland area. I don't even know if the place is still open. I was trying to look it up online. I couldn't find it. So it might even be closed now, but it was the same sort of thing that you're laying out. It was mass quantity Chinese food. It wasn't bad, but it just, you know, wasn't great Chinese food. It was just a buffet, you know?
Just to give you an idea of who's right on this, and I know, like, they're two different genres, so it's not fair, but Kentaro Online's Google rating is a 4.5 stars. And Katana's is 3. But, like, what bad Chinese food restaurant would have a higher ranking than a 3-star? If it does, like, then it's not Chinese, you know, then it's not a Chinese buffet.
And the other good thing about Kentaro is if you don't like sushi, you can get a hot pot. Or you can, like I said, you can get
hot pot?
I've never gotten the hot pot. I've always wanted to get the hot pot. But I love sushi so much that I don't know. I'd probably be disappointed if I got the hot pot instead of the sushi. You know what I mean?
I got hot pot one time with one of our loyal listeners, Kyle McKee, and the place was not busy, and they brought the meat out, and it was, like, just out of the freezer. So it took quite a long time to cook in the hot pot, and he definitely ate, like, a raw meatball.
Oh, the other thing too is, like, I would be the one stuck eating the hot pot because my wife's not gonna eat the hot pot. She doesn't eat meat. Or if we did get the hot pot, like, we would just be stuck to, like, seafood. And I love seafood, but I don't want to just eat seafood because that's all she would probably eat because she's a pescatarian. Right. So, you know, she'll eat fish and stuff. But yeah, I just stick with sushi when I go there.
Right on.
But you can get hibachi, and my wife usually gets hibachi because she likes sushi, but she'll dabble with the hibachi. I never mess with the hibachi. I just go straight sushi every time. All right, moving on to number 4. So I've never been to this place. Caleb, I'm imagining you've probably never been to this place, but it's called Sirloin. Sirloin Stockade. It's got over 80 restaurants in the United States. There are some in Mexico too, but they're mostly located in Oklahoma, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Indiana. And they're apparently known for their high quality meats and top notch salad bar, and their bakery is said to be good as well. So
you know what's funny that they are known for their high quality meats is that their name is Sirloin Stockade. Like like one of the cheaper steaks.
Right.
Like sirloin stock. At least be ribeye stock. I know it's not doesn't make sense, not alliteration or whatever, but ribeye stockade would be better in my mind.
Well, I guess they're just, yeah. I mean, I guess when it comes to high quality meats for buffet, they're up there. I mean, the only place that I can think of that has high quality meats is the next place that we're going to talk about.
Right.
But you pay a pretty penny for it, but it's freaking worth it. So no ranking on this. We can't really speak on it, but certainly
stock. If you've been there, let us know. Or if you've seen one, if you've driven by, if you did a Google search and thought it looked cool, send us a note. We care about that.
Yeah, judging by the website, it looked pretty good. I mean, I would go. The nearest one's in Indiana, so I don't know if I really want to go that bad, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe once we get that YouTube content going.
Yeah. Next on the list, five on the list, Texas Day Brazil. Oh, my God. I love Texas Day Brazil.
Do people call it Texas Day Brazil? Because technically, I think it would be Tejas Day Brazil.
Oh, my. Okay. Tejas de Brazil. All right. Well, I don't know. I always call it Texas de Brazil.
One time I was talking about doing giving away a gift card to Tejas de Brazil at work, and somebody was like, it's Texas de Brazil. And I was like, is it? What do people really call it? So people call it Texas de Brazil?
I mean, I've always called it Texas de Brazil. My barber calls it Texas de Brazil. My father-in-law calls it Texas de Brazil. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong one trying to sound like an, you know.
If you've never been to Texas Day Brazil, you should. There's over 50 locations in the United States and internationally, and it's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's pretty expensive, but it's worth it, man.
It is very expensive.
It's $50 usually per person. You can do just salad bar, and it's $25, and that's usually what my wife gets because it's like a vegetarian/pescatarian nightmare because it's literally just a barrage of meats the whole time you're there. These dudes wearing like kilts walk around carrying skewers of like lamb and chicken and pork and beef and filet mignon, like just you name it, they got it. And the great thing about it is they just don't stop coming to you until you tell them not to. So you get this coin and it's green or red. And obviously you flip the coin green when you're ready to go and eat the meat. And if you're not, you have the coin and it's red. And it means, you know, don't come to my table.
Such a fat guy innovation. Like,
oh my God. It's amazing.
I'm ready to start eating again. Flip it
over. Their salad bar is legit too, man. They got the smoked provolone cheese. They got
honestly Caprese their salad.
I mean,
their salad bar to me is better than the meat.
I mean, I would probably if I wanted to be cheap, there's only certain meats that I usually get when I go there.
Right.
Like, you know, the first time I ever went there, my father-in-law was like, pro tip, don't mess with the chicken, don't mess with the pork, just go straight for the beef. And I was like, yeah. And I went and I was like, God damn it, I should have listened. So I've been there a few times after that, and I never get the chicken. I never get the sausage. I'll get the lamb because I like lamb, but I usually just get like filet mignon, or there's usually other like cuts of beef that they offer that I'll get, but I don't mess with anything else. I mean, honestly, like what are they like cheese balls? Like they're like breaded cheese balls. Like they give you as an appetizer. Those things are amazing.
They're good.
They're so good. Yeah. I mean, their key lime pie is amazing. I don't know if you've ever gotten their key lime pie, but it's pretty good.
I don't think so.
I usually go there for my birthday. So like this year, my wife and I obviously couldn't go. And I don't think they're having people in. I think it's just they might be having people in now, but we got it as takeout, and it was a pretty good deal. Like, it was, I think, $60, and you got your choice of four meats, and then you got like four sides, and then you got the bread that we were talking about. And it is supposed to feed four people. Now, obviously, my wife doesn't eat meat, so I got stuck with all the meat.
So you ate four people's worth
Four people's worth of meat. It lasted me like 4 days, dude. It was the most. It was the gift that kept on giving.
we forgot to talk about it and touch on it for BDs, but you mentioning your birthday just reminded me. Shame on the places that when you walk in, they go, "Oh, what are we celebrating today?" Just fat. like BDs does that all the time. You celebrating anything today? No. And if I was, like, who goes to BDs to celebrate? Like, I just go to BDs because it's good.
I have a friend that does.
You do?
Yes.
Are you going to name him or do they listen to the podcast?
He doesn't listen to the podcast, but his name rhymes with Pat, so.
That makes sense. Why doesn't he listen to the podcast?
He's not a podcast guy.
Well. All
right. Anyway, though, five. A lot of inside jokes here. Five fat guys out of five for me for Texas Day Brazil.
I didn't get into what I don't like. I don't like that the multiple items that they have that are bacon wrapped.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
That's such a big cop out. Like,
yep.
I don't want burnt bacon that you put on that didn't really influence the flavor of anything except you just added bacon to it. Like, you didn't need to do that. It's a nice piece of meat. Don't.
And that's the shit they always come around with, too.
Yes. Yep.
Like, I want you to be Johnny on the spot with the beef, dude, not the freaking sausage or the chicken wrapped in bacon or the chicken. They have, like, Parmesan chicken? It's not Parmesan. It's, like, I don't even know. It's, like, chicken. It's terrible. It's so dry. I know. I just built this place up. But, like, those are the items you avoid, all right?
Yeah. I've been to this place twice. You're going to hate me for this, but I'm not a huge fan. I think it's about a 3.5 for me.
What?
It's just all right.
Oh, my God. I'd take this over.
Like, if it were, like, $30, I'd be like, yeah, that's about a $30 quality. But for for $50, it is not worth $50, in my opinion.
All right. All right. BD, I don't think is
worth $10.
Better than – it's worth $10, but I don't think BD's better than Texas Day Brazil.
I'd rather eat at BD's than Texas Day Brazil.
All right. Well, I know someone who'd rather eat at this next place, and that is Golden Corral, the big player in the buffet restaurant game. What's your take on Golden Corral?
Dude, I'm glad I'm ranking this now and not like 10 years ago because we used to frequent this place.
Oh, my God. It's sad.
But, dude, like the more – you know, they like would like make the news for like – dudes who gave you your steak going to the bathroom and not taking their gloves off and coming out and like cutting your steak.
They always get health code violations. Yeah.
And like, honestly, I think the fall of Golden Corral is when they got the chocolate fountain. Cause little Timmy's putting his fingers in that thing. Like,
dude. Yes. Yes. And it's kind of expensive for what it's worth.
Yeah. It is like, it's like $15 or something with a drink.
No, dude. It's like 18, is 19 it? Bucks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And the shit sucks. The only good thing there is the cottage cheese, and it's cottage cheese.
Honestly, their pizza's okay when it first comes out. Their steak, though, when they first had that, you know, they did what all those places do. They have steak, cut to order, blah, blah. And it used to be good, and then they started to get, like, the meat that's, like, all, like, cartilage. Like,
yeah, it's all gristle and fat, yeah.
And that's what really –
their fried chicken isn't bad.
Yeah. Honestly, when I haven't been there in a few years now, probably. I'm not sure the last time I was there. But I would get, like, the pot roast beef instead of the steak, which is so sad that, the pot roast beef would taste better than a steak. But it does there because they don't cook the steaks well.
I think the last time I was there was with you.
Yeah, that was, like, 2014 or 15.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And we regretted it, because that one in Columbus off of Sawmill is bad.
And it always sounded like a good idea. Like, we've gone there more than once, too. Like, it always sounded like a good idea. And then, like, once we started eating, we'd be like, why did we come here?
But, like, when I was in California, I had a friend, Vince, that, like, the nearest one was 45 minutes away. And we probably went there in my year and a half living there. We went there, like, 3 times. And it was always good, and it was always packed. But and he had never had Golden Crown. I was like, dude, let's go get this. And then he loved it.
It's not even that great.
I know, but no, I think the quality, like I associate Golden Corral as like the Walmart of food places.
Oh, for sure. Well, I think the next one, not the next one, but the next one coming up is probably the Walmart of buffet restaurants.
The next one coming up is the Walmart of old, because it was like an older demographic
than Golden Corral. I mean, yeah, I'm giving Golden Corral 2 fat guys out of 5. I think the only thing that saves them is their cottage cheese, and I know that's ridiculous to any other listener, but
it may come as a surprise to you, but I'm giving it a 1.5.
Really?
That doesn't mean that I wouldn't go smash it. Like,
yeah, same here, dude. I mean, like, they're, besides the cottage cheese, I know that's a ridiculous statement, and I'm just kidding. Their fried chicken really isn't all that bad. And you're right about the pizza. The pizza, when it comes out, isn't bad. Steak used to be good, and my biggest beef, no pun intended, is that the steak sucks now.
Steak sucks. Also, back to Little Timmy, dropping food everywhere. The place is, like, carpeted, like, 90% of the place, and you're, like, walking on food on carpet. Because they, like, dude, don't clean it up.
And the most disgusting place, go figure, is usually the dessert section.
Yes.
Because Little Timmy's frequenting that spot over
fountain.
There.
He's literally sticking his finger. I've seen it happen. I've seen Little Timmy stick his fingers in the chocolate fountain, eat it off his finger, and stick it back in there.
Oh, my God.
Do not touch the chocolate fountain at Golden Corral.
And this is why I don't go there anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Next on the list
here
is... No,
it's because you have dignity now.
Yeah. Next on the list is Hometown Buffet or Ryan's Buffet. Prior to doing this list, I did not know that the company that I guess they're under owns both these establishments. So full disclosure, I've never been to Hometown Buffet, but I've definitely gone to Ryan's.
Oh.
I would imagine Hometown – we had a Hometown Buffet where I'm from, and it shut down a long time ago. And I don't know why. We just never went there.
What you failed to mention is they also own Old Country Buffet.
Yeah, and Old Country Buffet too as well.
And there's like 4 Old Country Buffets left in the U.S. And when we went – me and my parents went to like – oh, was it on, when we went to Chicago and like –
Well, they filed for bankruptcy, so a lot of those places have closed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think there's a Ryan. The closest Ryan's by me hasn't been open for years. They closed down.
Right.
It's a Golden Corral now, ironically.
Well, the Ryan's on – when you go up 77 to Akron, they closed.
Is that the one in Worcester?
What's that?
Is that the one near Worcester?
There used to be one in Worcester, too. It closed, I think.
Did it?
I think so.
That's the one I used to always go to because we'd go camping there. And that would be like the only cheap place to eat at.
We used to go to that as a kid too. Yeah. And then the one in Akron closed. So actually I don't know of any Ryan's anymore, but they were, I mean, here's the thing. Ryan's had steak and was dark and dingy inside and had carpet.
Their lighting was like a garage.
Yeah.
It was like garage lighting. It was horrible. Yeah.
And Hometown Buffet was literally identical to Old Country Buffet. I really don't – like in Canton, at one point we had Old Country Buffet next to the Circuit City, so both of them went out of business. That whole plaza was like places that all went out of business. and then we had the Hometown Buffet next to Burlington Coat Factory, which is now the Katana Buffet. But they were basically identical. They had – I watched a video on – how to become like an employee.
I've watched that too.
At Hometown Buffet, and it was like how to slice the meat. And it was like, look at the person that's ordering. If the person is small, give them a small sliver of meat. If the person is larger, give them a larger sliver of meat. And it was like so like, I don't know. It was so weird.
But it's horrible. Yeah.
They got the ham and the roast beef carving station with the guy with the
little hat.
The little hat and the chainmail like glove so he doesn't cut himself.
Yeah.
And they got about like 4 really crappy other food items and some chicken and then a salad bar.
One thing I will say about Ryan's, I feel like their dessert section was a lot better than Golden Corral's, in my opinion. Like their pastries that they made and stuff, everything else though was crap. Like it was so generic. It was like you said,
yeah.
I personally think Ryan's was the Walmart of buffet restaurants, in my opinion. So, like, it was just generic crap, outdated. Like, it looked like Ryan's looked like it was hit by the 90s and it just stayed there.
For sure. And Ryan started the way that the next two places did the same thing, where they started as a restaurant that had a buffet, but you could also order a steak beforehand. And they would do the, you could order a steak, and it would come out to your table, and then you could warm up with an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember that. I always treated it as my steak was the warm-up for the buffet.
Right. So they used to do that where, you know, they brought it out made to order with the baked potato, and you added on the buffet for like $5.95 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because they had assumed you'd eat less if you had a steak too. But then they changed that model when Golden Corral came in and started to serve steak at the buffet.
Yeah.
And then they were forced to change it. But I actually liked Ryan's better after the fact. I thought when Ryan's did the made-to-order steaks, they were such like, you know, you'd pay 10, 11 bucks or whatever it was for the steak, and it was like the worst steak you ever had. So it's like I'd rather just buy a little more expensive buffet and like eat 9 pieces of that crappy steak instead of being stuck with this one.
Yeah. How many fat guys are we ranking? I'm ranking it 1 fat guy out of 5.
Oh, dude, this is a 3.
Ryan's or Hometown Buffet?
Well, you mix them. You put them in my mind. They're not terribly the same.
Okay.
So, like the nostalgia for me of Hometown and Old Country Buffet makes it a 3. And like I said, when we were in like Chicago, me and my parents went to somehow. I think we went to 2. There was one in Chicago and one in like Wisconsin. Old Country Buffets, and it was exactly, it was like a time capsule, dude. They had the same picture when you walked in of like somebody weighing a chicken on a scale and the butcher pushing down on the scale and this customer pushing up to make it cheaper, you know, like all the stuff was the same. It was literally like a time capsule. So for the nostalgia purposes, it's a 3.
All right. Moving on to the next one. Number 8, Ponderosa and Bonanza Steakhouse. So I've never been to the Bonanza. Like, they're separate restaurants, aren't they? They're kind of like Hometown Buffet, old Country Buffet.
Yeah, I think
like,
they're similar, yeah.
I've never been to Bonanza Steakhouse, but I've definitely been to Ponderosa.
Yep.
They're no longer around in Ohio. I know there's some in Michigan. And
I'm guessing it was the last one, but there was one in, like, Waynesburg, and it closed within the last year. So,
and it's kind of weird because the headquarters used to be in Dayton, so obviously that's not the case anymore, and I think they're a lot like Ryan's and Hometown Buffet where they filed for bankruptcy. And it's funny because I remember this one kid that I went to high school with. I saw on Snapchat, it was like a few months ago. He was like, "Oh my God, Ponderosa." And he's like, "We're eating here." And then like 45 minutes later, it was like, "Bad choice. Don't go." Cause he was in Michigan, I think. And he's right. Like I've regretted that too. Like you're banking on the nostalgia factor and then you're like, yeah, I remember why this place closed down now.
Honestly, even as a kid, I didn't necessarily like Ponderosa that much, except for one thing. And I know you liked it for the same reason. And it was those chicken wings. And we would get those things. I mean, they'd come out and me, my grandpa, and my brother would just like put 10 of them each on each of our plates. You know,
they were amazing.
They were so good. The breading was great. And if we had like a family reunion, like somebody was guaranteed to buy a 50 or 100 piece of those and bring them to the family reunion.
Yeah, that's like that was like everybody's go-to. Bring them to a birthday party. Bring them to a family reunion. Yeah, that's probably my favorite item on there too. The downside for Ponderosa for me was their dessert section sucked.
Dude, the only buffet that was like small.
It was very small. It was more or less like a glorified salad bar, in my opinion.
It was. And half of it was a salad bar.
Yeah, half of it literally was a salad bar, and the dessert section was like real teensy tiny. And it was mostly soft serve and then like lemon meringue square whatever they are. You know what I'm talking about? Like those tarts or whatever. Like, yeah, it was like nothing there.
Dude, we forgot to talk about the Hometown and Old Country Buffet desserts. They used to have the little square like pieces of cheesecake.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
In the little bowl, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Their steak, Ponderosa steak was at times.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I
think it was better than Ryan's made-to-order steak.
Yeah, for sure.
You're right. The thing is, I think it was cheaper. And I don't know. I thought it was fine. I don't think I ever like didn't like their steak, but for whatever reason, like we ate at Ponderosa more when I was a littler kid, and like I didn't get the steak as much.
Yeah, it was like a dad thing, at least for me. Like, my dad would always get the steak. No one else would get the steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, when I got older, I would get the steak. But I probably haven't had Ponderosa in maybe almost 10 years. No joke.
The thing is, you can always spot, you know, like, we always make fun of, like, the buildings that used to be a Pizza Hut. Like, you can always spot a Ponderosa that went out of business. Sure. And it's not even an architectural thing, although you can spot that, too. It's that mural of the Ponderosa of the mountain on the side of the building.
And, like, the roof used to be painted, like, either, like, back in the day it was maroon, then it went to green, and it was, like, an emerald green. So, like, you can always see, like, the paint, like, peeling, and you can see, like, the layers of paint, and you can – it's – yeah, like – I don't know. When I see the green, I'm always like, oh, I remember that place.
Also, Ponderosa is where I picked up on my signature dish of mixing cottage cheese with black olives and ham blocks. That's where it started.
I figured it was probably
– Dude, they had like three items, so you got to be, you know.
Yeah.
But also, Ponderosa was undefeated and having really good claw machines on the way out.
They always had claw machines, and then they would have like the little. They would always have like the little, you know what, the little sucker stands where it's like cardboard, and they're like, donate 50 cents, and they were like on the way out too. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Yep. Yeah. So what are we rating Ponderosa?
Probably a 2.5.
Really, I'm gonna give it 3 fat guys out of 5.
Okay. Yeah, and I didn't like much of it except for the chicken. I was never a huge fan.
Chicken was good. Steak was okay. Everything else, blue.
Yeah.
In my opinion. All right, number 9 on the list is Sizzlers. Full disclosure, I've never been to Sizzlers. I know what Sizzlers is, but I've never been to it. There's only 270 locations, with most of them being out west. Apparently, there used to be a lot more than that. Sizzlers does have a lot of international locations, so I think that those international locations play into that 270 location count. They too suffered from bankruptcy, but they still have good quality items, according to some of the places that I've read that did reviews on these places. Apparently not all Sizzlers have buffets anymore, though.
So I've been to one Sizzler, and it's near Disneyland in like Anaheim area.
Okay, that it seems like it's that kind of place where it's going to be in a touristy area.
Yeah, and I mean, we went because we were like, oh, a Sizzler. I've never actually been or seen one. Let's do it. And I don't remember much about it other than it was just like Ponderosa used to be, where you like ordered the steak and you got the salad bar. The salad bar, though, was like, you know how Ponderosa was like, say it was like 4 desks wide, so like whatever the size of the things that they were in, like,
yeah,
there was like, you know, the salad bar at BD's Mongolian Grill, how it's like two little things.
Yeah,
that was it.
It's not big, really.
Like, you got your steak and like that was it, that little
thing. So it's like a Ruby Tuesday
type exactly. It was not very big. Yeah,
that's disappointing.
And honestly, it was like the same exact quality as Ponderosa. And I didn't have, like, any nostalgia for it, so I was just like, man, this place kind of sucks.
So what are you raking it?
1.5.
Okay. The way you're describing it sounds like it probably is in that range.
Yeah. And like they said, you know, it's more out west. Sizzler, it's supposed to be, like, more, like southwestern-y, like, flavor. But, like, they have so few items, you don't even, you know.
Yeah, like what makes it? Yeah,
it's just Ponderosa that survived longer than Ponderosa. That's all it is.
Next on the list here, number 10, Shoney's. So I've never been to Shoney's. I asked Caleb if he's ever been to Shoney's, and he said no. It's cafeteria style. They have buffet. My wife, however, Shoney's, I guess, is kind of a southern thing. At least that's what I feel like. You kind of see it down south a lot. I asked my wife if she ever been to Shoney's, and she said, yes, she has been to Shoney's, and she says it's disgusting and usually dirty. And so kind of fits the bill with all the buffet restaurants that we're talking about. So,
yeah.
And just judging by the reviews, I'm looking up online because there are some in Ohio. They're all down in like southern Ohio. It looks like, you know, like Dover.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure there's a Shoney's I know we've talked about it before, but like the Werther's carving guy.
Yeah.
There's
that's Dover. Yeah.
The same exit. There's one there. And I don't know if it's still open or not, but that's the only one I even know of.
Yeah. And that one's got like a 3.5 rating on Yelp. No, 2.5. So not even, yeah. 2.5 out of 5. So not a very good review there.
Yeah.
But yeah, she said it's like real generic food. It's cheap. And I think they're kind of the place that's like kids eat free. So that to me is like a red flag right there. Like if it's kids eat free place, then yeah, it blows.
And also I don't want to be where more kids are encouraged to be there.
Yeah. Exactly. If you've ever been to Shoney's, please tell us your stories. Please let us know how, your experience was. But, yeah, I mean, I can't really comment on it, but they are known for their buffet. So I felt like it was warranted to be on the list. Now, last but not least, number 11. I think this is in a class by itself, but also a part of this class, I think, too. And that's the Las Vegas Buffet. So there's so many buffet restaurants in Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas a few times, and every time I've gone, it's typically been we go to the buffet restaurants. And how I would always work it is I'd go for breakfast because breakfast buffets, they're pretty good. And I'm not a big fan of breakfast buffets. But the breakfast buffets in Vegas are pretty good. And then I'd usually do dinner because I'd be so stuffed, and typically I'd just be drinking all day. So I wasn't really hungry. But my favorite buffet in Las Vegas is Treasure Island. Now, there's another place in Old Vegas across from the Golden Nugget. I can't think of the casino. And it's real cheap. It's like 10, 11 bucks. And it's not bad for the price.
Is that the one we went to?
Sushi. Yeah, it's the one we went to. It's super like just outdated though. You remember it was like green tile.
We were trying to find the one from Vegas Vacation.
Yeah, I don't think it's that one. I used to think it was.
It doesn't exist anymore.
It was the old Klondike Casino. I thought that was the one, but it's not.
It looked a lot like it, but yeah.
It does.
It's the same vibe of like, yeah, it looks like it's stuck in the 70s.
Yeah, blues chicken, yellow's beef. Want some? Yeah, that kind of thing. So,
I'll have some of the yellow.
Yeah, like legit, like it's like just bread pudding and all that crap. Like I mean, it's not bad for what it is. But
if you've been to Old Vegas, you know it's like a retirement home down that whole street. Like,
dude, I mean, Old Vegas.
I think it's fun. Like But yeah, also,
it's up your alley because it's cheap. Everything's cheap there.
Dude, remember when I was playing roulette, except like penny? It was like penny minimums or something, and you could change your money up to like dollars instead. So I would win like a ton of money, and it would end up being like $3. Like I would win a ton of times in a row, and I'd get like no money for it.
Yeah, I mean, Old Vegas or Fremont Street, it's awesome though. Like they have bars there, like 50-cent drafts.
Yeah.
Now, granted, they're like little Dixie cups, but still, like, I mean, it's just everything there's cheap, and so are the buffet restaurants.
Yeah.
Now, on the actual Vegas Strip, the buffet restaurants, they're legit and they're pricey, but you pay like 40 bucks, but you're getting like good food. You know what I mean? Like, and it's usually like they have Mexican cuisine and Italian and they have steaks and their desserts are laid out. Like, you remember Treasure Island? They had a conveyor belt for donuts going into powdered sugar. Like, I know that might not sound crazy to you, but like to me, I'm just like that. This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, so Treasure Island's my favorite one. I've been there a few times. Won some money at Treasure Island. You remember that, Caleb, playing roulette?
I know. So. You thought they were going to shut down the roulette table or the – yeah.
The
virtual
yours?
Roulette table. mine – so I have to say I've only been to buffets twice in being in Vegas, and one time was with you. So I need to go back knowing what I know now. And that's like Mike Chen on YouTube is where I get a lot of like food blogger, like where to go and stuff. And one of his favorite things is Vegas buffets. So he goes there often. He goes to all of them, tells you what the best is, blah, blah. I still want to go to one where it's like the prime rib buffet. Like,
yeah,
I need that in my life. I love prime rib. But to me, it was the one in the Excalibur. And I think it's literally just called Excalibur's like buffet which if you've been in the Excalibur, it's extremely outdated, but the buffet for whatever reason is like really nice. And part of it was, it might not even have been that good, but we had just
that was your first buffet that you went to.
We had driven through the desert. We were sweaty. I was very sweaty. I was very hungry. And then I just remember we had our phones out and we didn't talk the entire time.
No. And it, like, the whole casino smelled like vanilla.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's smoking in the casino. So they try to, like, filter out that smoke and put, you know, like a scented smell throughout the place.
Well, that also is supposed to make you happier so you spend more money.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't even think we gambled at Excalibur. So.
I don't think. If we did, it was like a dollar slot just to say, you know, as we started off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's outdated, but we paid like $22 a night for the room there. I mean, it was so super cheap. But yeah, I mean, their buffet was okay, but I thought Treasure Island was a lot better. I've been to Treasure Island. I've been to Excalibur Buffet. I've been to the Stratosphere Buffet. I think Circus. And I want to say I've maybe been to Bellagio. I can't remember. I've been to Vegas twice.
Twice. And you've been to like eight buffets?
Well, the one time I stayed, it was for 5 days, which is way too long to stay at Vegas. So we got to experience a lot. And their Stratosphere's breakfast buffet is pretty good. They do bottomless mimosas on Sundays. So
they do free refills.
Yes, they do. The mimosa man keeps you filled up, man. I'm telling you.
Thanks.
And their like breakfast buffet is pretty solid. They have, you know, omelet station, but they don't just have one guy. They have like three. You know, because that's my gripe with like buffets for breakfast primarily is they have one omelet guy and you're always waiting, right? Like with Stratosphere's breakfast buffet, they have like three guys working the omelet station, so you don't really have to wait too long. But everything's like laid out, like, and the all you can drink mimosas is what sold me. So, I figured we just rate Vegas buffets overall.
I'm gonna
give it a 4.5 fat guys out of 5.
I guess I will too. I can't say 5 because there's still some for me to get to, but like, even just looking at that, they are way better quality than.
Oh yeah.
And that's almost any casino. Like I went to, where was I?
I mean, I've been to the casino in downtown Cleveland's buffet and it's good, but it's not Vegas good. Oh, you can't replicate.
I was going to say that I can't even remember where I was. Maybe it was the one in West Virginia, like in Wheeling or something. Mm-hmm. No, the buffet was like stellar. I can't remember. Anyway, so I went somewhere that wasn't Vegas that had a buffet, and it was really good.
Did we go to the one in Cincinnati and eat, or did we just gamble?
We just gambled, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, that's right. We went to Terry's Turf Club instead.
Yeah, that place is closed down.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, Vegas buffets, I just think are on a level on its own when it comes to buffet restaurants.
It's not Golden Corral, although you might see some mullets.
There are some like that though.
Yeah, definitely. And mostly in old Vegas and
old Vegas for sure.
Just in general though, a lot of, you know, when you walk into a Vegas casino, it's not all high rollers and suits. Like the majority of people that go to Vegas a lot are white t-shirt, crappy blue jeans and a mullet guy. But
yeah, I mean, I guess if you go to like Aria or the Wynn, you know, you're probably gonna get that. And I guess the Wynn's got a really good buffet restaurant, but I've never even stepped foot in that casino. So honorable mention, the cruise ship liner buffet restaurant. Horrible, dude. So me and my wife, we did.
Wait, what's so honorable mention about it then?
I know it's not honorable. It's dishonorable. It was good the first day, but we were on like a 5-day cruise and it was just generic ass food. It got so old. Every morning we'd go there for breakfast because it was free.
Yeah.
So everybody would go there because they're on a cruise. Like they have restaurants that are free. They have restaurants that aren't free. And they had their version of Texas Day Brazil, and it was really good, but that is what you had to pay for that. So just figured I'd throw that on there too. I'd give it a probably like a 2.5 fat guys out of 5, honestly. So there you have it. Your top 10, or not even top 10, but your top buffet restaurants in the U.S. If you guys got a beef with one of them, let us know. If we forgot someone, let us know. Feel free to give us your rating. Shout out to our sponsors, Nate and Brenton. If you'd like to sponsor the show, by all means, we're always taking sponsors. Donate whatever amount you'd like. We are we're always open for donations, and like we said, you know, whatever we get, we put back into the show, you know, for equipment and software and stuff like that. But give us a follow on Twitter and on Instagram, Side of Fries Pod. I think that he doesn't be.